guys, one time I killed Trevor's fish. And if you don't want to hear stuff like that, and also the swear words, of which you probably don't need examples, please put on another podcast. Or just listen to the music that you have on your phone. Maybe you haven't listened to it in a while. Maybe some of it's like Hootie and the Blowfish or Our Lady Peace. Maybe it's going to take you on a nostalgia trip. Just listen to that instead of us.
Yeah, and I once killed David's hopes and dreams. So listen, don't listen to swearing if you don't want to. Don't listen to us if you don't want to listen to swearing. Bye.
Okay, should be pretty good consistency. And what I'm going to do now is add a little bit of Pissman's mustard, which I like to add just a little touch, and that's going to bring a little spice into the Russian dressing. This is my little secret recipe. Pissman's mustard is the best. It's the best mustard I've found. It's got a nice spice to it. So mix that in, and people say, what do you mean Russian dressing with mustard? I say, don't tell them there's mustard in it. They won't even know. You can't taste it. But it just brings out some of the relish.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Books of Boring podcast. This is episode 48.
48.
Whoa, and today we're talking restaurants with David Stoneborough.
So with just
and
me?
Then you'd say, and then you'd and say, and Trevor Pullman.
But if I don't say that, you're not allowed to talk?
If you don't say, and Trevor Pullman, then I can't say anything, yeah.
Ah, all of the powers, and Trevor Pullman is suddenly in my court. Damn it!
You did it. Yeah.
Damn it!
Okay, so...
So, you guys know this. This is a way earlier podcast. We tried a swear jar to raise some money for our restaurant.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I didn't, because I am memory.
He's the memory. I'm the brawn.
I'm the books, because books remember things, because
yeah.
Words in it, and you're the podcast.
That's right.
So we're the books podcast.
And Colin's the boring.
And Colin fucking sucks. Let's get him in here. Colin!
Hey, Colin.
Hey.
You have a second?
Yes.
Hey,
what's up,
hey guys, we're recording a podcast.
Yeah. Colin, we're recording. Can you please get out of here?
We're recording. Bye.
Get out of here. Colin, we're recording. You know that. Get out.
We're recording.
Sorry. You called me.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. That'll show him.
So, yeah, we did a swear jar.
Yeah.
To earn some money to save up to start our restaurant.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, we haven't sworn in any of our episodes since that one.
Since. Not even fucking once.
Not even fucking one shitting time.
Yeah.
And with all of those coins,
yeah,
we have purchased a little plot of land.
The yeah.
Building's up. We're putting the menu together, and the Books Are Boring restaurant is set to open very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you excited?
Oh, I'm very excited. Yeah, I was on the way over here to the studio.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I was writing down all my ideas for, like, not just what we can have on the menu, but, mm-hmm. like, what kind of crazy stuff we can put on the walls.
You did that just today.
Oh, yeah.
We're opening, like, very soon, and you just come up with ideas now?
Yeah.
You've had meetings, man? We've had, like, all these meetings. We're pretty much finalized on all this stuff.
Do you find, sorry, that there's always somebody in those meetings who's like that, though, hey?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Just like in, I don't know why this reminds me of, but Friends from College?
Yeah.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Okay, with Keegan-Michael Key and Colby Smother.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's such a good show. There's this part where Keegan-Michael Key's friend, he's a writer.
Yeah.
And they come up with this book. And the reason that he has the idea for this book is because he's been sitting in on meetings where his company has been talking about this book that's being written. But he's zoned out every time. And he's even, like, contributed to the idea, but he brings it up in a meeting. Like, I got this great book, and it's almost done. It's called this. And I'm like, is this a joke? They've been working on it for
months
and
months. That's so
funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I remember, I mean, it wasn't a meeting, but, like, in elementary school, we were planning a camping trip, like a class camping trip, and one of the...
And Trevor raises his hand, tents!
Well, so we had to split up into groups, and each group had to plan, like, their meals, so you had to cook your own meals within those little, like, five-people groups or whatever.
Okay.
And so they're like, you know, work on your budget, you have to figure out who's bringing what. It was, like, this whole class assignment thing, right? And the day before we leave, someone raises their hand and is like, what are we going to be eating on this trip?
I was in a dispensary one time.
Yeah.
And you have to have, like, an account. You have to speak to a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, everything you buy, you can't resell it. Stuff like that. It's all against, like, the code of conduct.
Yeah.
So this guy comes in, and he's, like, at the counter. He's, like, buying stuff. He's, like, what about this one? He's, like, well, what are you looking for? He's, like, oh, it's not for me. It's for a friend. He's, like, better not be. He just, like, said it out loud.
Yeah.
Better not be, because you signed a thing saying that it isn't.
Yeah.
Just in front of, like, the crazy, most crowded, like,
yeah,
room you've ever been in, full of people just staring at this guy. No, it's just for a friend, man. Like, he's talking to a dealer or something. It was hilarious. It was
that's so... I was in,
Oblivious people are so fucking funny.
Yeah, I was in the LCBO once, and this guy's buying one bottle of, like, a cooler. And he goes... So he pays for it, and he goes, do you have a bottle opener? Can you open this for me? And she's like, no, you have to take that home. You can't drink it on the streets. And I was like, welcome to Ontario, friend.
It's clearly your first time American human.
Yeah.
Welcome to a place where the government controls all of our liquor.
Yeah.
And they'll kill you if they see you holding it.
Yeah,
I remember my when I first started driving. I guess a little bit after that when I'm able to drink.
Yeah.
My sister made a really good point. When we were at a beer store once, I was getting a case, and she's like, you want your receipt? I'm like, nah. And my sister's like, you should get a receipt.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? She's like, so that, you know, the cops didn't say that you got 25 beers, you know, when they open your trunk and see 24.
Yeah.
Where's the 25th? What?
Yeah.
You know, just like if they've got a quota or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that just comes from like my family, which is a very over paranoid,
yeah,
untrusting family.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something to watch out for.
Yeah.
Scared to have booze in your car like me? Make sure you get a receipt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Most people don't.
So are we going to sell beer at our restaurant?
100%.
Okay, good.
Which is different. In most places, you get, I don't know what sort of certification you need, but we need our LLBO stuff, which we probably won't get.
No.
No, because
no.
I plan to serve to minors.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where we're missing out. That's like a huge untapped market.
Yeah.
Because remember when you were a minor? Weren't you always trying to get beers?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. No, I didn't drink till I was 25.
So when we were minors and we were drinking at 16 years old,
yeah,
we would go into taco restaurants and we'd order beers and they would always say no.
Mm.
They would say, are you 16? And we'd be like, yes, sir, of course.
Yeah.
A can of beer is illegal.
Yeah.
And we're like, man.
Yeah.
So now that we have a restaurant, I feel like I'm going to say yes to those kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I feel like... paying it forward.
Yeah. Well, in Calgary, it's not underage, but it's, like, after hours. Like, after, like, the, whatever 2 o'clock in the morning is when you're not allowed to sell alcohol anymore. Some places, you just have to order special tea. I'll have your special tea. And they're like, okay, we'll bring out a tea. And it's, like, a pitcher of beer.
Well.
Yeah, but in a teapot.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So you have to know which places will do that.
But, sure, you have to know which places don't care about the law.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
No.
In our restaurant.
In our restaurant.
I'm going to say, how old are you?
Yeah.
16? All right, I'll get you something nice. Get you something you'll like.
Yeah.
A warm Coors.
Yeah, just a warm... Well, when you're 16, you'll take what you can get.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing. You're hiding beers in your
backpack. Are we talking Coors Banquet or Coors...
We're not talking Coors Banquet. 16-year-olds don't drink Coors Banquet.
That's true. I had a Miller High Life the other day for the first time.
Okay.
I've always been a Miller Genuine Draft guy.
Yep. This is embarrassing me.
I know. But Miller High Life just came to Canada recently.
Okay.
It tastes like the beer store smells, or like a Bottle Depot smells. You know, like that, like, kind of gross,
cheap
beer smell.
Open
like,
beer in the air. Yeah. There's no other way to describe it.
Like, it's all cans that people are returning, and yeah.
And the bottles that they drop in the back that smell fresh.
That's what the first few sips taste like.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, like, so good.
It's like... It's like going to a barbecue in a trash yard.
Yeah.
At first, you just smell trash.
And then you smell the sweet, sweet trash sauce.
So, I thought maybe, because we're opening in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the clinking and scraping of plates being tabled, the filling of jugs of fluids, and the farting sound of ketchup bottles.
Yeah.
So you're going to throw in all this.
I'll throw in all that sound, yeah.
Okay, great. Because we're in this restaurant. So yeah. When I say throw in, I mean create.
It's our... Well...
You create the sound.
We're already hearing it.
It's happening.
It's happening, so I don't know why you're saying
because we're future, doing
because you can hear it right now. You can hear that. You might see that smash. Somebody just dropped the thing in the kitchen.
Yeah, that seagull that got in.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy who's angry about his omelet. Like, why is he? We haven't opened yet. Why is he there? Why is he angry about his omelet?
It's another omelet from someone else's restaurant. Yeah. He's standing outside waiting for us to open.
Yeah.
My omelet's getting cold. There he is again.
Yeah.
Sir, we're going to open soon. Patience. But anyway, I wanted to talk about what your recipe for garbage sauce is versus what my recipe for mom's classic garbage sauce.
Okay. So what you want to do, you want to start with, I like to use some ketchup kind of as the base, or like a tomato paste.
Okay.
Usually just ketchup. I'm going to throw in some Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of soy sauce, some garlic powder.
Yeah,
so that's kind of getting it started. Maple syrup or brown sugar. It's kind of what I usually do to start. And then you're just gonna throw in the juices that collect at the bottom of your garbage can.
Oh, and that's
pretty much
just simmer that.
Yeah, just mix that up. Put that on your ribs or whatever.
Okay, and do you keep stirring or do you let it sit?
I let it sit, yeah.
You let it sit?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's going to be one of the main differences between our trash sauces.
Yeah.
Okay. So for mine, and that just sounds delicious, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
For mine, I actually start with the trash juices in the pot.
Mm.
Low heat, you know, it's just kind of simmering there a little bit. I like to add a little bit of onion, a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
Your
blood?
Sometimes. It depends on the day, you know? If I've got some of my blood from yesterday, sure, I'll throw it in.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm making up a bunch of blood stuff, yeah, it'll be my blood.
Okay,
because
great.
I'm making the blood pies.
Right.
I'm making the blood milkshakes.
Yeah.
I'm making the french fries and blood.
Yeah.
I'm making the blood omelets.
Mm.
Sir, we will have your blood omelet ready for you when we open. Okay.
He's getting out of control.
Yeah. I make the blood cake.
And
we talked about this. Tuesdays are going to be blood
Tuesdays are blood days.
Yes, yeah,
so blood day Tuesday.
Blood day Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday blood day. Blood day Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then
Tuesday blood day Tuesday.
You guys have all heard the commercials. We've been airing them for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Tuesday bloody Tuesday. Come on in and get a blood shake.
But go on.
And then just a little bit of paprika.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, and I stir.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I stir. I let the garbage juice simmer, but then when everything's added, I'm stirring. I'm constantly stirring. And then you just pour that over the boot.
Yeah.
Over your seared boot. You got a great boot with blood sauce.
Hmm.
Garbage blood sauce.
Yeah. Have you ever used liquid smoke?
I haven't.
Okay. So I
don't know how to use liquid smoke, and I'm scared of it.
I made a barbecue sauce the other day because I made ribs, and I jokingly said, "Where's our liquids? Where do we keep our liquid smoke?" And Colin just very calmly was like, "Oh, there's some in the cupboard there." I was like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Yeah, it's Stubbs." So I was like, "Okay, I've never used liquid smoke before."
Yeah, okay.
Because usually I've smelled it and it's like, "Oh, that's not good." And then I opened up this and it smelled like a campfire. It was so nice. And then I threw a little bit in the sauce I was making, just like a little dash, and it like really helped. And I'm going to buy a bottle of it myself. Stubbs. Liquid smoke.
I have never once learned something on this podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently they make a really good barbecue sauce too, but...
Okay. What's it called?
Stubbs.
Stubbs. Our brand new sponsor, Stubbs Liquid Smoke
and Barbecue Sauce.
Put a little bit in your blood sauce, your garbage sauce.
And then you're good.
Ready to blood. Smoky blood.
A bit of Pittsman's mustard.
Oh, I love Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
I think it's probably about that time. Throw the doors open and see what sort of riffraff comes in for opening day at the Books Are Boring restaurant.
You want to know what our menu is? Stay tuned.
After a word from our sponsors.
Yeah. I really want to go to a restaurant for dinner tonight. I don't feel like cooking.
Well, we can go to a restaurant. They ain't no problem at all. Where do you want to go? Swiss Chalet?
I don't want to go there.
How about Burger King?
No, that sounds terrible. Let's go to the Butter Boring Restaurant.
What? That sounds delicious. I hear that they serve Mark's Hard Lemonade. Is it true?
Every recipe has Mark's Hard Lemonade in it.
Great. I could go for a cactus cut possum.
They got it.
A cactus cut possum with some Mark's Hard sounds like the dinner of a lifetime. Head on down to Dave and Trevor's new restaurant, the Books Are Boring Restaurant, where they make possum and blood sauce.
They got it. I got all it. Books Are Boring Restaurant. You go there, you get whatever you want there, but only if it's on the menu.
You can have whatever you want,
but only if it's on the menu.
All right, let's open the doors. Let's let these people in. Door sound. No one.
There's no one. What happened to the omelet guy?
He's still standing there. He's not coming in.
Hey, my omelet's so messed up.
I think he's just telling people outside.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it has anything to do with us.
People, don't let the dogs scare you. They're here to protect you, not to hurt you.
They're here to kill rats. Why do we have two giant mastiffs walking around? Because we have giant rats walking around.
Yes. Would you rather the rats?
Yeah. Tell us. Would you rather us have rats or giant mastiffs?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We do have both currently, but...
Comment in the...
comments on the restaurant. Yeah. A restaurant has a comment.
Tweet us at Books Are Boring Restaurant Twitters and tell us what you think about the dogs, or would you rather have giant rats?
Yeah, because, I mean, do mastiffs eat rats? I'm hoping this is going to work out.
I hope so. I know terriers do, but they're too cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. I don't want to see a bloody-faced terrier just tore up a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd rather the big dog that I'm scared of already kills rats. I don't go into the dining area of the restaurant anymore. No. Not since the mastiffs and the rats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I stay in the kitchen.
I ever tell you, my niece has a mastiff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. It's a big dog. And
big old dog.
Whenever I would Skype them, I'd be like, "Who's a good boy?" And then he would like freak out and try to figure out where I was, and just get all hyper. And it was so great. And they'd get so mad at me.
Yeah, I have a coworker who has a dog with like severe separation anxiety.
Oh, okay.
Like, just very severe. Like,
yeah.
When he has a meltdown, you can't leave him alone. So she has a camera that watches for movement and listens for sound.
Yeah.
And if there's something going on, like barking or someone's restless and moving around, she knows she can go home and deal with him.
Yeah.
But she can also talk, like send a recorded message from her phone to the camera, like a baby monitor that people can get these days. And so you'll see like the dog sitting there like panting, really freaked out and scared for no reason because somebody like pulled up with a loud truck or something.
Yeah.
And he's freaking out, and then she'll go, "It's okay, it's okay, sit down, but sit down."
Yeah.
And you see him like looking around like, "The fuck? What kind of ghost owner do I have?" And they just go nuts trying to figure it out, but it like seemed to work genuinely.
Yeah.
And calm him down.
I'm glad we got there.
It was hard.
They have those like basically FaceTime for dogs too.
Yeah.
Where like your dog can call you.
When we were camping, we FaceTimed you so we could talk to our
cat.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
So next time we do that, we're out camping or something, we're going to FaceTime you so we can talk to our cat and our crabs.
Yeah.
Are you game? I got crabs now, and I need someone...
I will not be there. Does your cat like the crabs?
She's oblivious.
Oh, okay.
They were crawling around, like, right next to her, and she was just asleep. My cat is so shitty.
Do they need water? Like, do they, like,
they swim? They are non-aquatic crabs.
Yeah.
They don't swim. They can, like, hold their breath for, like, 2 minutes, so they can't go in water. But they need to have water, fresh water and salt water.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really interesting if you start looking them up. They, first of all, every hermit crab anybody owns was wild caught. It was once a wild creature because they have never once reproduced in captivity.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like born in eggs in the ocean, then they come to land, then they stay on land.
Yeah.
So like that's strange. So they need salt water to help with their little land gills to breathe and keep like bacteria out and stuff. And they need fresh water to like drink and like store a little bit in the back of their shell to keep them moist.
Oh.
So I have to have fresh and salt water in there in two separate bowls and a little feeding thing.
Oh.
But I could talk about these motherfuckers all day.
So have you heard that Mitch Hedberg bit though? Where he says he's going to buy a bunch of hermit crabs and put them together, and so now they're mingling crabs.
Yep. That was actually a very common reference while I was just researching them.
Yeah.
It's like, people call them hermit crabs, but Mitch Hedberg said it best when he called them mangling crabs, because they're actually very, very community-oriented creatures. Ha ha ha, that's pretty funny.
Good one.
Of course you were going to say
that. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're fucking great, and I cannot wait till they're big enough that we can fry them up. And serve these foul-tasting crabs.
Would you, patrons. Would you eat crabs in front of your mangling crabs?
I would give crabs to my crabs to eat.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that.
Yeah, so we're going to serve crab at our restaurant?
I think we're going to serve crab. I think we're going to serve boot.
Yeah.
I think we're going to serve...
a boot that's been marinated in Mark's Hard Lemonade.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just a raw boot. Unseasoned boot. Of course not.
Yeah, okay.
No, they know. They know that we're going for top-shelf restaurant. We only have Mark's Hard in terms of fluids. No water.
Yeah.
When we say ice water, we bring you ice Larminade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can filter the Larminade if you want and just let the ice melt. Then you're going to find out it's frozen Larminade.
But I think we should also serve stuff like microwaved hands.
Yeah.
I think would be great.
Yeah, hams.
Full hams.
Full hams. I love the ham.
Full, 9-pound hams.
Yeah. And you have to finish it before you leave. You can't...
We'll be like
sushi. Can't bring any home. Or, you pay more per... Yeah, like a sushi place.
We'll charge people for what they haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Not because of our own, not because of waste.
Yeah.
We have a giant pit in the back where the mastiffs sleep.
Yeah.
So we throw all the unused stuff on the floor for the rats and the dogs.
Yeah.
Because, I don't want all the rats to be gone, because then the dogs will go hungry.
Yeah.
And we'll start biting the patrons and us.
Yeah.
So I think we should make sure to feed the rats so we don't lose all of them.
Yeah.
So that the mastiffs don't bite the customers.
Right. Yeah. But this is good. I think we're going to be Sim-sensible.
Sim-sensible. Yeah, I think
and
so.
And I think a lot of people are going to come out. They're going to be like, I'll have one of those. I'll have what she's having.
And they'll say, "Oh, waiter, what do you like here? What's a good recommendation?"
Yeah, and it's like, "What's your most popular dish?" They'll say that.
We have a pasta-free lasagna that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's just a pile of ground beef and cheese.
It's basically a soup.
This is our lasagna. We bring it out in a bowl that has a straw built into it.
Mm.
Our famous mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So basically it's just a bowl of instant mashed potatoes that we've sprinkled some cocaine on top of.
Yes, yeah.
Imperceptible, but it makes you really excited.
Yeah, yeah. It gets you going.
Yeah. Those are our breakfast potatoes. Great way to start the day.
And we're not going to serve brunch. Fuck you.
No, we're not. I'm glad we got that out of
the other day. So whenever.
But we will serve breakfast until 3 or 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It's going to function a lot like that.
But the other day I was serving brunch. Or not serving, I was hosting during brunch. And it's the worst on Sundays because everybody's hungover and angry and nobody wants to be out of their house.
They agree to it the night before with their out-of-town friends, so they have to.
And then they yell at you, they'll be like, can I get a table for 5? And you're like, yeah, that's going to take about 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And then, 5 minutes later, we've been waiting a really long time. No.
Oh, you're wrong about that. I think just, for exclusivity, we should make people wait, even when the whole restaurant's empty.
Yeah.
Like now.
It's true, yeah.
We should just make the wait. Oh, it's going to be about a 4-hour wait.
That's what I think people think we're doing. Even though they can very clearly see a full restaurant, I think they just think we pick a time
to just fuck them.
To fuck them over. Because they just stare at you angrily the whole time.
Everybody stands up, they're like, that's my table. There's a free table, so I get it.
Yeah, and you're like, there's a wait list.
There's a wait list, you have no idea what's happening here.
Yeah.
You do not know how we're running things.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much people think that they understand how every institution is run.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
It's like, well, clearly this is mine. Clearly I can ask for this and get it. Clearly this will just take 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I work customer service and I know how wrong people are every single day.
Yeah.
I still walk into every shop like I own the fucking place. Yeah. You should help me right now. This is being poorly managed. It's like, it's different, asshole.
I would like you to do this extra thing. I would not like to pay extra and I will not tip you. Sure, what can I help you with?
Hello, can I use your phone, piss in your restroom, and touch all of your products, and then go shop elsewhere? Sure, I guess. The customer's always right and a fucking dick. That should be the saying.
Yeah.
The customer's always right and a dick.
And a dick, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's more what it is.
That's, yeah.
Oh, I think we have a customer.
Oh. Hey, what, are you looking for a table today?
Ah! Who are you?
I was just wondering if you're looking for a table.
What is this place?
It's a restaurant. It's called the Books Are Boring Restaurant.
Oh, that's what it says on the front, too.
Yeah.
That's so weird. What do you do here? Do you, sell something?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. We sell food. Would you like a table, or are you looking for
magazines? Could I buy, like, an Esquire?
I mean, I have an old Esquire in the back that I've been...
Yeah, how much?
You can just have it if you buy some food.
All right, what do you serve?
We have everything, anything you could possibly think of.
How much is the cheapest item?
This beef cookie here is $3.
I'm not paying $3 for an Esquire and a beef cookie. This place is a nightmare.
We make the best beef cookie in the world.
Yeah, well, it looks really good. I don't think
it's vegan.
Ooh.
It's a vegan beef cookie.
I'm a vegan. I may not get the beef cookie, but do you guys have any...
Sorry, the cow was a vegan.
The cow was vegan.
Yeah.
Sure. And is the cookie?
The cookie?
Is the cookie, the beef cookie, is it vegan?
No. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything with boot?
Yes, we have a marinated boot.
Is it vegan?
Served extra hot.
Ooh.
It's not vegan, it's a leather boot. Oh, we do have a rubber boot, actually, in the back. I can marinate it real quick.
I would love to have some rubber boot.
Okay, so we're going to serve that up for you. Do you like Mark's Hard Lemonade?
No.
Okay, then get out, please.
Sure thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So that was our first customer.
So what happened there? What happened there with him? What
did that guy want? He didn't like Mark's Hard Lemonade.
Fuck him. Did you tell him to get out?
I told him to get out.
Okay, good. They are sponsoring this fucking place.
Exactly.
We saved like $4 in our swear jar, so we needed the Larminade money.
Yeah.
Like, I can fuck himself.
Yeah.
Why don't I help the next customer?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Ding. Oh, there's one. Get out of here. Get out. Get lost. Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the Books Are Boring restaurant. Can I get you a table for one, for two?
I'll take a table for eight, please.
For eight.
Yes.
Great, no problem. That'll just be about a 40-minute wait.
Yep.
Great. Okay, good. So, in the meantime, I'm just gonna...
Can I order a drink while I wait?
Absolutely not. Unless... Do you enjoy, the fine sludgy flavor of a Mark's Hard Larminade?
I like the pink one. Do you still have do they still make the pink Mark's Hard Larminade?
Just give me 1 second. That gives me flashbacks about how they make it pink. So horrific what they do to those. Yeah, we do have the pink. We just got a few bottles left. Can I get you one?
Yeah, can you put that on ice?
Get the fuck out. Mark's Hard Larminade is drunk hot, and you know it.
Bye.
Getting money hand over fist in this place.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What? Hand over fist?
We're both doing it here. We're both putting our hand in a fist, and then we're putting our other hand over top.
Like paper covering rock?
To see if we can figure out this thing. You ever teach an old person how to fist pump?
I taught an old person how to fist.
Everybody's mad at us for making this podcast. Okay, guys. I think it's been a success.
The restaurant?
The restaurant has been a great success.
Well, you say that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had two clients. We turned them both away.
Yeah. Our cook just quit.
Yeah, I'm just opening up a letter now from the health inspector, preemptively shutting us down because of who we are.
Yeah, and they saw the menu.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah. They said too much human blood.
Yeah.
They said that's the problem.
They sent an inspector the other day. And I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Hilarious. Yeah, we shot
him. That's from Silence of the Sheep. And, well, we did it also, because we were like, well, we'll try it.
We'll try. I wouldn't say I ate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
I couldn't Lady and the Tramp it.
Yeah. I only eat food I can Lady and the Tramp. So we're talking asparagus. We're talking noodles.
We're talking the stick on a fun dip.
Yeah, we're talking a corn on the cob.
You ever Lady and the Tramp to Corn on the Cob? It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, so we're shut down. Should we just go into apology section then, or?
Yeah, I think it's about time that we apologized for this little experiment.
Okay.
I would like to apologize for the fact that it was mostly store-bought blood. It wasn't homemade blood in most of the stuff. I think that really contributed to...
Yeah, I tore downfall. Yeah. Some of it was synthetic, too.
Yeah, some of it was just, like, pork plasma.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize for killing the health inspector. That was not cool of me.
I mean, it was after the, you know, he had submitted his review and stuff, so...
Yeah.
It was just, like, an act of revenge.
Yeah. I'd also like to apologize to Dave for whenever I go over to his house from now on, and I'm just going to make jokes about how he has crabs.
And I would like to accept that apology because I'm already super annoyed because you're not the only person to have thought of that. You have crabs?
No, I said you got crabs.
Shut the thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of The Books Are Boring Restaurant this time. My name is David Stonebrough.
I'm Trevor Pullman.
And tune in next week where we burn down a library again. Because we've already done that once.
And here's the Foo Fighters to play us out.
All by myself. I wanna be...
2 weeks later.
Okay, man, so there's a lot of exhaust getting into the fries.
Yeah.
Do you notice that? Like, it's hard to breathe in
here? It's hard to breathe in here. Where did you get this truck?
I just found it. The keys were in it.
Oh, okay.
It had a fryer in the back, I figure. Yeah. We got shut down. Just take our shit, put in this food truck,
keep the
restaurant going.
All the greats have done this.
Yeah. Everyone has had a little bit of a fall from grace, and they have to convert their establishment into truck form.
Yeah.
We can roll with this. I feel like we can move it to high traffic areas. We can get a lot more people.
Yeah. And we don't need a license. You don't have to deal with health inspectors.
You can flee when they come.
Yeah.
You can peel off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about installing some guns.
Yeah. Some spikes.
Maybe an alarm system.
Yeah. A flamethrower.
Flamethrower, yeah.
On a mount so we can turn it.
That's pretty cool.
Because otherwise we're just going to burn everyone.
We already have flames.
Yeah, we already got those flames.
So we might as well throw them. Oh, we got a customer.
Hello, do you guys do hot dogs?
We do our own version of a hot dog.
Oh, what's on it? How do you make it?
Okay, so you know possums. You familiar with possums?
I know what a possum raccoons. Is. Marsupials.
Yeah, raccoons. Do you know raccoons?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we do is we trap them, okay?
Uh-huh.
We humanely cut off parts of them. And then kill them. and then we grind them up and make like a sausage, right? Sounds good?
No,
we use onion salt in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we put it on our own version of a bun.
When you say your own version of a bun...
Are you familiar with rats?
Yeah.
And mice?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. So we train them to make bread.
This is rat
bread. They're not good at it. Okay, so that's why I say it's our own version of a bun.
Are you saying that you're making possum rodent sausages and putting them on rat-made breads?
Yes.
But there's onion salt?
There is onion salt.
I'll have one sausage then.
Yeah.
And what you get fries?
Yeah, we have our own version of fries.
What are those?
Okay, you're familiar with giraffes?
Yep.
The rodent of the Serengeti?
Sure, that's what they call them.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I take a giraffe, I cut off its neck.
Just the neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I use it as a cutting board, and I cut up potatoes, fry them in some canola oil, and then season it with like some Parmesan cheese. And a little bit of salt and some onion salt.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Could you use a normal cutting board?
I guess I could.
Can you even fit a giraffe's neck in this small food truck?
I cut it small. I didn't use the whole neck. I never said I used the whole neck.
Sorry, I just assumed. That's on me. I'll have a possum burger or a possum sausage and
possum
some fries.
Possum raccoon. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, great. Cool. Are you on a Coke?
Ew, no.
Okay, I was kidding. We have Mark's Hard Lemonade.
Give me two.
Okay, there we go. Anyways.
We got another one. Let's deal with another one. Hello, what can I get you?
I'll just do a cup of your coffee.
Sorry, what's that?
Can I just get a cup of coffee?
A cup of cough syrup? Cough syrup? There's a pharmacy down the street.
Fine.
Do you want to ride to the pharmacy? I'm in a food truck.
No, what do you have to drink?
I have Mark's Hard Lemonade, and I have some Rat-Made smoothies. Beef smoothies.
This episode has been brought to you by Mark's Hard Cough Syrup Lemonade.
Does Mark's Hard Lemonade only leave you a bit dizzy? Really looking to slow down your brain's processes? Try Mark's Hard Cough Remedy.
With lemonade. Larmonade.
With larmonade.
Fuck my wife.
Mark's Hard Cough Syrup with real larmins. They'll help bring you back down to that sludgy, disgusting, difficult to move feeling that you've come to love from the Mark's Hard brand. Mark's Hard Cough Syrup. Fuck yourself frontwise.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.